Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a treat to be here, Joe.
First thing that we want to talk about today was actually the last thing discussed last night, what they spent the most time on, what has been on a lot of people's minds. That is the fireworks ordinance, and they came to a decision. So yep. What can you tell me about what's going on?
Sure. We really ended the council meeting with a bang last night and finally came to a decision on fireworks for this year. What the final decision was for fireworks for 2018, the 4th of July this year, was to allow from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. on only the 4th of July. It'll have a $250 fine for those not within the ordinance. And also it did keep the 200-foot radius around hospitals and senior care facilities that you cannot shoot off fireworks. So pretty similar to last year, basically just a lower fine.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's going to be tough on the police officers, but they were going to go with whatever the council decided.
Yeah, with talking with Chief Vaughn about this whole fireworks issue, just what it really comes down to is the level of difficulty of enforcing the ordinance, because basically the police officer has to be able to watch a person shoot off the firework to be able to write a ticket. So, you know, our police are running all over the place all night trying to catch people doing it. And it's just incredibly difficult to be able to catch somebody in the act, to be able to enforce that and back it up in court if they had to go to court for it.
Okay. Well, and they encourage people to report anyone that they see doing that. They can do that anonymously, correct?
Yep. Just call the police department and let them know and they'll send somebody out.
All right. Now, other things discussed in old business, the city continued their agreement with Bolton and Mink, correct?
Yep. This was our general engineering contract. We do this every few years. This one was a 5-year agreement. It's a little bit longer than historical contracts with Bolton and Mink, but they have just been an incredible asset to the city. They're very reasonably priced. I don't think we'd be able to be beat on price by any other engineering company in Central Iowa. And the level of service, the level of care and thought that they put into what they do for our community, I think is hands down far and above any other engineering firm out there.
All right. Matt Ferrier was there and he was thanked for his service.
Yep. And he also thanked the city of Perry for their support to him personally and Bolton and Mink.
All right. Now, in new business, a couple things that were discussed were kind of related to each other. That was some union contracts. What can you tell me about these?
Sure. We approved both union contracts, both for the police and the public works bargaining units. Basically the same 3% increases on 3-year contracts. And the only difference is what the legislature did last year with basically going in and gutting the bargaining rights of any non-police or public safety union. So in the packet was an agreement, and the amount of redlining that had to be done and taking all of those things out, it was, to me, disappointing in the state what they did. And it's difficult for us to find people to work for us, but this just kind of makes it a little bit harder. It's just kind of another one of those things that goes along with fireworks and backfill and everything, of just kind of chipping away at cities one little piece at a time. So very disappointing. But the city of Perry is a little bit different probably than a lot of places. We worked very well with both of the unions, but we made a commitment to that public works union that we're going to take the things within that contract that had to be taken out due to the state's changes, and we're going to ratify that in some other way. So whether it's just a resolution or actually putting it in our personnel manual, it'll be there in writing, black and white, signed by the mayor and council, that they are committed to that, just like their union agreement. So hopefully that's a good vote of confidence and a good backing from the city towards our union.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more things to talk about here. It wouldn't be a chat with Sven Peterson if we didn't mention city projects. The first one is the Willis Avenue Bridge project. Where is this at right now?
Sure. That ran into a little bit of delay the last couple of weeks. CenturyLink had a phone line or fiber line in the way of the project, so Elder Corporation was able to do all the work up until that point. So the actual structure is in, and the front, the north wing walls are installed. Now we're just waiting on those south wing walls, but water is actually flowing through the structure, and you can technically walk over it. So it's sort of bridge-like, but once that line gets moved, Elder will be able to come back in, finish out the project, and probably within a couple of weeks of getting back on the job site, it should be kind of getting wrapped up. So other than that, I believe Park Street will be starting this week or next week. Harlan Concrete will be doing the north curb line first, and that will restrict Park Street to one lane of traffic. And then they'll be bugging out for about a week and coming back to do the south curb line. And when they do that, there should be enough room to have two lanes of traffic moving through there. So we should be good to go on that. But again, that's a great project. And it's that project is especially exciting for us because we get to work collaboratively with the county. So that was a great partnership that they were able to reach out and let us know they were doing that project. And we were able to get our stuff in order and get a good project put together.
All right. Well, City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to get online or get out to the library and the McCurry Center and check out the programs that both of those places have going on this summer. I know summer reading has been huge this far. We have the Discover Space exhibit, and then there's always programs going on at the Rec Center, and the pool is wet this summer, so be sure to get out there and try out the pool.
All right. Sven, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Great to be here, Joe. Thanks.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.